Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone. Today is October 21st, 2022. Today is Friday. I'm coming to you from the Northwest United States. I just listened to a radio station out of Bellevue, Washington, 91.3 FM. That's out of a community college station. So that's a publicly funded station. They have a progressive talk radio show that goes on from 9 to 12, Monday through Friday. It's been going on for probably over 10 years, maybe over 15 years. Tom, T-H-O-M Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, is the talk show host. When he took a break, they're fundraising for that channel. They have news. It's called Global Queer News. It's called NewsWrap. They played their news report, and then they asked for money. Well, I will hope, I will try to call them, and one reason I am making this is that, well, I wanted to make a short public service announcement, basically to give to that station, but that probably wouldn't help them with their fundraising because most of their listeners are not really going to be interested in my public service announcement, I think, but maybe they will be. So the basic public service announcement is to kind of counter their news as they were talking about lots of queer marriages happening around the planet, I believe. I just barely tuned into it. So I would like to let listeners know that many residents in the United States and around the world understand that God, and this is even amongst different religions and amongst almost all of the indigenous groups I know of, that they understand from God, from higher knowledge, that the plan for marriage is to be between a man and a woman, not out of spite. This is just because it's the plan for sustainable culture, so that the children have a role model of a mother and a father, so that whatever gender they're born with, there's a role model of that gender. There are a lot of people who are having hormonal issues. Some of this is from some of the even earlier vaccines than the COVID shots. Look into the HPV human papilloma virus shots. They call them vaccines, but they can also cause injury to reproductive organs. And Iceland banned that shot, I believe, because they did have a lot of adverse reactions related to women's reproductive organs. We also have so many estrogen-mimicking chemicals in our environment. The BPA plastic coating, I believe, is one source. That is in some cans, some food, the plastic, well, some packaging for food. It's in plastic store receipts and many of the water bottles. It's even getting into sports bras, I heard recently. So, in Christian thinking, it can be related to the quote-unquote enemy. This is the spiritual enemy causing these toxins. There are real forces that are trying to pull humans down toward darkness, not allowing us to go toward the light. So anyway, many of our people are having a lot of hormonal issues. The idea is, just my understanding from the Bible is, that God loves everyone. God had a plan for everyone before their soul was in the womb. That's what the Bible says in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. If people are having major hormonal issues to where they are having very strong, and this is also spiritual issues, to where they are having very strong attraction to the same sex or even excess attraction to the opposite sex, to where they are not being self-regulating, not practicing self-discipline. I am just saying the challenge is to practice self-discipline. That is not only a challenge for people who are having hormonal issues that are out of balance. Just about everybody needs to practice self-discipline. So this is a time to practice sexual self-discipline because sex is only for having babies. This is what I understand from God, okay? We don't need a lot of babies. Now, that part's not from God. That's just from, like, looking around, looking at the seas getting overfished and a lot of resources getting stressed right now because of the amount of people and the way that we are doing things on our planet, the way we are managing. Okay, so we don't need a lot of babies in my understanding or my opinion. So this needs to be a time of sexual restraint. So in the Bible, God says, this is Father God, the divine Father of Jesus I'm talking about, and also the Holy Spirit is in the picture. So we look in the book of Isaiah, that's the prophet Isaiah in the Bible, who was a spokesperson for God. We learn that God says he has a plan for eunuchs that please him. They can be within his walls. So at the end of the Bible, in John's dream, the revelation, there's this huge cube that's the size of a country, like 1,400 square miles. It comes down and it's called New Jerusalem. It comes down in the area of Jerusalem on Mount Tabor. And so that's like a cube. That's like God's house. So God says there's a place inside his walls for eunuchs who please him. And that was said like 700 years before Jesus. And then John gave had the revelation, what, maybe 70 years after Jesus. So anyway, but when you put it together, God says he has a place within his walls for eunuchs who please him. So I understand it to be an idea to relate to people who put themselves in the category of LGBTQ+, to consider being a eunuch, which means just practicing great self-control, probably being mostly solo, working for God, getting baptized. And when I say mostly solo, I mean networking with people, but probably not living with somebody you're going to be sexually attracted to, because if it's the same sex, same gender, or it's going to be a queer type of a relationship in the sense that it's just not a heterosexual relationship, loving relationship, if it's not pleasing to God, that's not going to get you into a nicer existence after this life. Okay, so whether or not you're mostly solo, the idea is living a life that is pleasing to God, working for God, getting baptized. These are things you can do. So getting baptized, that's a sign that you want purity, of your body, of your spirit. You want to work towards things that are of love, light, the higher vibrations, the virtues, doing things that are beautiful and kind. Okay, you want to purify your body with the idea of baptism, and that is considering your body a temple for the Holy Spirit. And you could probably look at Paul in the Bible as a role model for living the life like a eunuch in a way. He wasn't necessarily a eunuch, but and it's not necessary for people to actually physically be a eunuch, like physiologically, which would mean less testosterone. But that's just something to keep in mind, that anyway, building up your carrying hormones, maybe. But if you're born a man, then try to, you know, be a man. Do the chopping of the wood, the physical activities to have your hormonal balance for your birth gender. This is just my understanding what I believe God wants. Okay, so just practicing self-control and working for God and reading the scriptures, trying to do the right thing. There's also a great example of the Ethiopian eunuch in the Bible's book of Acts, chapter 8. So, the same-sex marriages, if people want to get married to this person of the same gender, then call it a civil, loving union, a union of love. Don't call it a marriage. Then don't try to seek to adopt children. So, it's not a family. It's just a civil, loving union, and we could make laws to make that easy if we need to, but we don't need people who are wanting these same-sex unions to be trying to get them validated in churches. It's not God, what pleases God. That has to be very clear with people. This is my understanding from it. I believe that's what God wants, and it's in the Bible, Genesis 2, and again in Matthew 19 when Jesus reiterates that concept. Some people have misinterpreted that, and so I just have guidance in this way I'm sharing. So it's great if people who are having different hormonal issues want to help children. But in my understanding, it would look like this. It would look like fundraising, giving money to heterosexual couples so the children can be adopted into these families, these kind of family situations, and have a role model that is a good female role model and a good male role model. That would be the mother and the father in the family, so the children will have a role model of their birth gender. So there's a lot of need for support for these kinds of structures, these kinds of heterosexual family structures, and that's the sustainable way. And that's all I'm going to say for now. Thanks for listening, and peace. Okay, peace. Okay, welcome to Eco Peace Vision with Linda. So I'm continuing on to tell what some of the Eco Peace Vision I have is, and I'd like to hear what other people have to say. So I was starting to talk about the ecology. I really think of ecology includes health. So I had mentioned that the vision is to put Father God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus in the picture. Now, ideally, that would be each state that decides to do that. There's about 35 states, maybe 34, that actually have something that sounds like God in the preamble of their state constitution. So each state, you know, ideally could. And then I want to suggest it for the whole nation, too, but probably starting state by state, if residents would clarify if they want God in the picture or not, because it's really big, because that if you put Father God from the Bible in the picture, you don't have dark religions as being fine. And that's really big. So just think about that, look into that. And the God in the Bible, it really, when you look into the Hindu faith, their original writings, I believe, has God, the same God in the picture. Even they have Valmiki and Narada, and their writings, it's worth looking into. So when we can look at, once we have the God that's in the Bible, we can look at other faiths and go, oh, what were they teaching? What overlaps? And, you know, the way society is guided to be peace-oriented and have certain rules, which one of them is marriage is between a man and a woman. And I understand from asking a listener of God, actually, about this, that God wants people to stick with the gender they're born with, and you have a parent of each gender, so the child has somebody of their gender as kind of a role model as they're little growing up. So, but the virtues, males and females have the virtues. So really God has all the virtues. So that's what we grow towards. Okay, I kind of was backtracking and going into the first point, which is the vision of peace. So that's a key structure of peace. So then when we think about ecology and health, you would think we would want to call care for our bodies as God has more intelligence than humans and has designed our bodies in a pretty good way. Our immune system is really amazing, and I don't hear governmental agencies in my state and in the nation talking about how to boost your immune system. That's why, I mean, it makes you suspicious if there's an agenda that they don't really want us to boost our immune system. They don't want us to really know. Therefore, why should we trust them with what's in the vaccines? But this is some of the thinking that I have, actually. But so health, peace, and ecology with God in the picture is my eco-vision, eco-peace vision. So if we can have eco-villages, that's a great structure. We can really cut down on our pollution. We don't have to be having all the materials for electric-powered cars and stuff. We can have pedestrian villages, pedestrian neighborhoods, where you have really good, affordable food within walking distance. So you're actually walking, because we now know that movement helps glutathione, the exercise, and that is an important thing for our immune system. It's an important nutrient, kind of, that gets created by exercise, and you can also take it in with NAC, which has a lot longer chemical name, but it's a precursor to glutathione. But the point is, if we can arrange things where we can want to move more, and doing our daily activities, especially going to the store, getting food, making food, visiting people, that's what we can look into. Blue zone cultures do this. And so if you don't know what that means, that is when there's several cultures around the world where people are living really long lives. And when people have looked into those, they do have certain structures where they walk, they have people they know nearby, so it's very sociable, and they're probably eating lots of vegetables, probably some legumes, they're getting their minerals really good, so we can look into that and emulate that if we want longevity. Also, just caring about and knowing our educating people about organic foods and what is genetically engineered foods, what are those? Because would be a real goal that each school in our country, the students would end up graduating and knowing these things and wanting to make good choices. And I live in deep South King County, which is south of Seattle, and a ways south of Seattle. We're closer to Tacoma, actually. But at least here, they do not, people in the middle school, my kids were having some organic foods, and they actually got teased because people just did not know what that was, or, you know, it was so odd. But now there's a bit more. And as they keep going through schooling process, by the time they get to college, they finally figured out kind of the value maybe of organic foods. They're not listening completely to me on it. But so also gluten and casein are two things, and sugar, those are all things that have been found by naturopaths that have directed people to do blood tests related to helping their immune system. And I did this test in 2009, and I had it done for my son when he was earlier than that, when he was age 4, because he had asthma, and already the first thing that showed up on his blood test was wheat. So there's, one is there's, what is it, glyphosate that they're spraying that is in Roundup, herbicide. They spray it on the wheat and a lot of the crops. It may not get washed off. They think a lot of it doesn't get washed off, so it gets in cereals and a lot of our food. That can make the intestine weaker and permeable. And the other thing is they've hybridized the grains like 9 times, so they've got more of this gluten in them, gluten, gliadin, in wheat, rye, and barley. That makes it permeable, the intestine too permeable, so long chain, especially the proteins, get out, and I believe they look like parasites. Somehow our body tags them as problematic because they're proteins in the blood. So that is what the immune system, high alert attack, happens to a lot of people. So if you see people that are overweight, majorly overweight, they could probably easily lose a lot of that weight just getting off of the wrong foods, foods that are causing inflammation. And some of the major ones are corn, because it's genetically engineered, but then even organic corn, their body still might respond to that problematically. Dairy, gluten, that's in wheat, rye, and barley. Soy is another one that causes congestion. That's also genetically engineered. It's called Roundup Ready soy. They genetically engineered it so that they could spray more Roundup chemical on it. Maybe that doesn't all get washed off. I don't know, but these are things that also probably a lot of people just aren't genetically ready for soy. So, well, that's already 10 minutes, but it's so important to try to have healthy food and have that awareness of it. Also, just mention real quick about that it's really helpful for health to have your fresh greens, and because of an IgG immune food reactivity test I took in 2009, lettuce was on there, and I showed an immune response to lettuce. So I'm thinking that could be because maybe they use preservatives on it, and when I was growing up, maybe we didn't wash it off correctly, some of the preservatives. I heard they put formaldehyde on lettuce to ship it. I lived in Alaska at the time. So other dark greens for salads, but not spinach, I think, are good that are fresh and for smoothies. And then for spinach, I think a lot of times it's good to cook it to get more of the minerals from it. And maybe there's another reason I'm not sure about. Check into that. I understand to cook spinach will be better if it's fresh. It might not help your zinc. And we need our zinc, and we also need it in balance. That's why if you have maybe pumpkin seeds, you might get it in balance. If it's not in balance, you don't have enough copper, and we just really need to know about this stuff. What is for the best health? Dr. Gundry, MD, he probably has a website. I've seen some ads, and I tried a little of the oil, this concentrated olive oil that he has bottled from North Africa, where it has more of the good stuff in it. That did seem to help me feel better as far as my joints felt better in the morning. So that can be good for people, and look into that. Also, there's a concern with we want to care for our bodies. So we don't know about the vaccines, if they are over time. There's a technology is possible to actually, with the spike protein, give a messenger RNA that gets in and changes our DNA. We don't know. So I would think that maybe state by state, people should ask their, you know, states to look into being able to understand that technology. And there's a book by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and you can get a link to it probably through his website, childrenshealthdefense.org. And that book, maybe you can find it other places, maybe on Amazon. And it does definitely raise some red flags about the actually character of Anthony Fauci. So just that we need to look into this. There concerns that are valid, I feel like. I've also heard that 5G might be able to harm our DNA. So we really need to look into that. And I feel like state by state, that's how we need to look into it, maybe, because otherwise you're just asking the federal government, and that's very far away. And I believe there's some corruption happening with our National Institute of Health. If you look at the health of people in the United States, the allergies, the inflammation, internal inflammation, all these GMOs in our foods, not even telling people about it, not educating people, not even educating them in the schools. I can't advise on the vaccines, obviously. It's a personal choice. I do want to share, though, that one man of God actually took the Moderna vaccine, and he's done two, and even a booster, I believe. And I believe he did understand that was a better choice than the Pfizer one. But also I can report that when, you know, clinic is not offering the Pfizer as a booster. I have also heard two prophetesses or two women who feel they are hearing from God, and they are giving some warning signs. One of them was saying that there would be problems with the Pfizer vaccine, and she was speaking in October. I heard her speak on the internet. I have a hypothesis that through listening to one listener of God that there could be a problem with clumping related to if people maybe have the negative Rh factor on their blood. So I think people should look into that. Well, thanks for listening, and talk to you later.